You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Canadian filmmaker John Grayson withdrew his new film from the Toronto International Film Festival. In a public statement, he said his action was in protest of the festival's support of the Israeli government effort to rebrand itself. Rebranding is the language the Israeli government has chosen to describe its effort to divert people's attention away from its war-making and other actions that suffocate life among the Palestinian people. The protest since John Grayson's action has both broadened and intensified, centered around a document called the Toronto Declaration. To learn more, we reached BHIL. She is one of the drafters and signatories of the Toronto Declaration. She is a Toronto-based filmmaker, video and installation artist, and Yael also is a professor of integrated media at the Ontario College of Art and Design. Hello, Yael, and welcome to Vancouver Cooperative Radio.
Hi, Mordecai. Thanks for inviting me.
What is the main thrust of your criticism and that of other people of the Toronto International Film Festival this year?
Well, the complete title of our letter is the Toronto Declaration, No Celebration of Occupation. And it's really, it came about when we realized that TIFF, the Toronto International Film Festival, had chosen to do its inaugural city-to-city program on Tel Aviv. And it seemed rather disturbing, given the kind of assaults and the massacre that had been carried out in December and January on Gaza, given the ongoing occupation, that Tel Aviv and Israeli culture would be celebrated at this time. We also had been hearing about the rebranding campaign for a while and realized that Toronto had been selected as the premier city in which for them to test drive their branding campaign. And about a year ago, the Consul General Gissen had in fact made a statement in the Canadian Jewish News and others that Toronto would be the site, and that TIFF and the Royal Ontario Museum, which is showing the Dead Sea Scrolls, and other institutions are would be part of this campaign. So it just seemed to be rather disturbing. It seemed to be an insult to all of us to use our city, to use our institutions, as part of this way of cleaning up Israel's image.
And what action is the Toronto Declaration calling for, or is it not calling for any particular action?
Really, what the letter is a letter of protest. And we, a number of us, initially formulated the letter and then put it out to a much larger group who became signatories to the letter, some of them very high-profile people like Danny Glover, Jane Fonda, etc. And then the letter was released, and since then, over 1,000 and more people have signed on to the letter, some more endorsing the letter. The letter is a letter of protest, not a letter of calling for boycott. And somehow it's kind of virulently spread throughout that this was a boycott call, which it was not. It was mostly a way to call attention to the way that TIFF and Toronto are being used by the propaganda machine.
So it's an effort to try and have other festivals, I assume, not follow that process of cooperation, collaboration with the Israeli government rebranding campaign.
Yes, and in doing that, we're not saying don't program Israeli filmmakers. You know, we're saying don't put the spotlight, don't be party to a whitewash, a facelift for Israel. Don't be party to a politicization of in terms of making Israel seem as if it's, you know, this lovely new, you know, this benevolent kind of place, this, you know, vibrant city as Tel Aviv has been described, without the acknowledgement of what else is going on in terms of occupation, but certainly not saying boycott Israeli filmmakers. There certainly is, though, a boycott, divestment, sanctions initiative that does ask for organizations for cultural boycotts. So organizations do need to be looking at what that call is about, but certainly our letter was very specific.
Now, in response to your letter and initiative, I've read several statements, and one of the critical of your stand, and one of the themes that comes out is the accusation of censorship, that you are advocating censorship. How do you respond to that accusation?
Well, it's quite a preposterous accusation, partly because many of the artists, filmmakers, and activists who worked on the declaration are people who have worked on anti-censorship campaigns, given other kinds of censorship attempts. So, in fact, this is not about censorship. It's about opening up dialogue. The letter was a letter of protest. It did not ask for any censoring of people or films, but more so for the public to be aware of how they were being duped. And so, and people can make their own decisions as to whether they want to boycott that particular program of the Tel Aviv Spotlight, but nowhere did we ask for people to be censored, for voices, for films to be censored, any of that kind of thing. I think, in fact, what has happened is by the sheer fact that this letter has gone out in such a wide forum, the dialogue has been much more expanded. So rather than shutting down dialogue, this initiative has, in fact, expanded it. It's not a censorship call.
The festival organizers themselves seem, at least from the distance of Vancouver, to be remarkably quiet. There's some indication that they deny they have any link with the Israeli rebranding campaign. Why do you think they went along with this spotlight feature?
Well, it might be unwittingly that they were seduced by the spotlight. I don't doubt that the programmers did conduct some kind of independent process in terms that nobody told them to select the specific films that they chose. I'm sure that it was part of their own independent inquiry, but that's not really the focus of our letter, because it's not really, the focus isn't on the specific films, it's on the program, the choice to highlight Tel Aviv, to spotlight the city, which is a military center of Israel. It's where a lot of the orders and jets that bombarded Gaza came from in January. So it's much more about that kind of political, choice. In terms of TIFF, there are a number of things. One is in last August, when the Consul General announced that TIFF would be part of rebranding, TIFF never denied that. So it was only until recently where the programmers said that there was no interference, but there was no really overt denial also of their connection. Also, a lot of the major donors of the Rebrand Israel campaign here in Canada are also major donors of TIFF. That's, more by, we can just make inferences and by association, but we don't know all of what the backroom discussions were about. So it's hard to know why TIFF went along with it, other than, it could have been a more overt kind of gesture on the part of Brand Israel. It could have been much more covert. We don't know that.
Aside from the films, this spotlight includes bringing the mayor of Tel Aviv over, excluding from the films that are being spotlighted any made by Palestinians, even those that are citizens of Israel. So it is a more comprehensive effort to really present, it seems to me at least, a rebranding, a presentation of an unreal aspect of Israel, that is, that it's simply a civil society where people make films, drink wine, and eat nice food.
Mm-hmm. Which is what Tel Aviv is actually like. If anybody's been there, you know, one of the films in the program is called The Bubble, and really, Tel Aviv is a bubble. You know, if, when you're in Tel Aviv, you wouldn't know that a few kilometers away there are checkpoints, and Palestinians are really suffering under the kind of imposed way that occupation and military occupation has worked, you know, both in terms of their economy, in terms of their access and freedom of movement, all of those things. In Tel Aviv, you know, there's a desire to kind of create the sense that they are exactly that, this just one of a number of metropolitan cities that's not implicated by the policies of the Israeli state, and but in fact they are, and they're a center for that. And, you know, I remember seeing a film at a festival in Barcelona not long ago about the illegal Palestinian workers who live in, like, hovels of malls. None of that kind of reality of Tel Aviv is represented. Again, I would say, you know, our criticism is not of the programming, but if I do look at the programming, it certainly is not representative of what Tel Aviv realities are about. So it is a desire to create a whole new brand, a whole new attractiveness for Tel Aviv and of the State of Israel. Not. I know that the mayor is supposed to be here. I don't know exactly, you know, all of the details of the partying.
The Toronto Declaration's got a lot of signatories. You mentioned some of them. Have you found a lot of people more than previously have been supportive of your initiative?
Well, I think the interesting thing is, like, you know, it's Julie Christie, Viggo Mortensen, like, very high-profile actors, public figures, Noam Chomsky, Judith Butler, intellectuals, you know, like Zizek, like a real wide range of intellectuals, actors, artists, and then just civilians, people around the world who have signed on to this. So that's been, you know, probably as much kind of amazement and you know, satisfaction that we've had in terms of the fact that this protest has been supported by such a wide range of people.
Do you think the campaign can have an impact on on other festivals who also may be approached to cooperate with the Israeli government efforts at rebranding?
Well, I would hope so. I would hope that because this has become a worldwide kind of discussion, that festivals will think twice about collaborating with the Israeli propaganda machine. I think that it's something that's important not to be party to deny what has gone on this past year, what has gone on the last 42 years in terms of occupation, the ongoing attacks that happen. You know, just this morning I got an email about attacks on this village in Susia in the West Bank that I've been to and that's in some of my work. It's really distressing. No, who reports on that kind of stuff? You know, this gets attention because we have some high-profile actors, but the ongoing daily realities of oppression, of an occupation are not sufficiently represented, and I am hoping that cultural institutions and other organizations will be aware of how they are presenting the realities, that they won't just blindly go along with Israel.
Thank you very much, most of all, for your work on this campaign, and thanks for speaking with us today on Co-op Radio.
Okay, thanks for inviting us.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I've been speaking with BHEIL. She's a Toronto-based filmmaker, video and installation artist, and she's also a professor of integrated media at the Ontario College of Art and Design.